education, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Stanbic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours, time for the news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Given Luvinda allegedly attacked and abducted by suspected cutters in Kabwe. State compensates amputee girl 5 million kwacha after ZNS truck accident. In global news, UN urges immediate release of abducted Nigerian schoolgirl. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Moisina Mwinga. The details. Acting Patriotic Front, PF President Given Luvinda, has reportedly been attacked, brutalized and abducted by suspected UPND cutters in Kabwe. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, PF aspiring President Brian Munduhila said Mr. Luvinda was meeting party officials in Kawe when the gathering was allegedly disrupted by suspected UPND cadres who then attacked him. Mr. Munduhila further stated that following the attack, Mr. Luvinda was abducted and driven away in a pickup vehicle whose details are yet to be availed to the police. The Mporokoso Member of Parliament has since called on Inspector General of Police, Raphael Masamba, to immediately deploy officers to Kawe to address the situation. Mr. Munduhila has also expressed concern over what he described as an increase in abduction incidents under the UPND administration, arguing that freedoms of association and expression have been significantly curtailed.
We have received some very disturbing reports from Kabwe that Honorable Given Luvinda has been abducted. He's been brutalized by suspected UPND cadres who interrupted his meeting, the meeting that he was having with party officials, after which they severely brutalized Honorable Luvinda with all those that had accompanied him, and later abducted him and sped off in a pickup whose details were yet to avail to the police. What wrong has Comrade Luvinda done by exercising his fundamental rights enshrined in our constitution?
The state will pay 5 million kwacha in compensation to a 13-year-old girl whose leg was amputated after she was hit by a Zambia National Service ZNS service truck. The incident occurred on 2nd February 2025 when the minor was struck by a ZNS vehicle driven by Warrant Officer Chipembi Kasweshi as she crossed the road near her school in Lusaka's Makeni area. The impact resulted in the amputation of her right leg and left, the family facing substantial medical and rehabilitation needs. The consent judgment, filed by Attorney General Mulilo Kavesha and signed by High Judge Tumbeko Chocho, records that the compensation covers liability, medical expenses, emotional trauma, long-term rehabilitation, and any additional losses the family may incur. The girl's father, Thomas Zuila, brought the action as a next friend seeking 5 million in damages, a claim the state has agreed to settle through the consent judgment. Judge Chocho entered the judgment in favor of the girl and ordered those damages be assessed adding that costs for her be agreed on text in default of agreement. Community Action Against Corruption has expressed doubts over the effectiveness of the recently endorsed Anti-Corruption Commission Bill, saying it will not achieve its intended goal of curbing corruption in the country. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Temple says the draft legislation places undue emphasis on policy and institutional reform while failing to confront the cultural and political drivers that have sustained corruption in Zambia for decades. Mr. Temple adds that the bill is largely cosmetic and will tackle symptoms rather than the root causes embedded in public and private sector practices, warning that without measures addressing political incentives and cultural norms that enable corrupt behavior, the law is unlikely to produce a meaningful change. He has also questioned the Anti-Corruption Commission's involvement in shaping the draft and called for clarity on the level of stakeholder consultation conducted during its formulation. Mr. Tambo expressed concern that the bill is drafted risks generating prominent media headlines and high-level workshops without producing measurable reductions in corruption.
We see what the government spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa announced concerning the Anti-Corruption Amendment Bill of 2025. Then we can say we have strong doubts if this bill is going to address the eminent root causes of corruption in Zambia, those factors that have entrenched corruption in Zambia in the past 3 decades, and they have made corruption fight to be a perpetual failure. These factors concern the cultural factors, political factors, to some extent, even economic factors. Since the bill has not touched much on these factors, we feel the bill is just going to address the cosmetic symptoms of corruption at institutional level instead of addressing the root causes of corruption itself.
In more news, the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended government for initiating the development of a national charcoal transition strategy. CTPD lead researcher, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Solomon Mwambikita, says this is a timely and necessary policy action crucial for aligning Zambia's development with the National Green Growth Strategy and reversing the alarmingly high rate of deforestation, estimated at 250 to 300 hectares annually. Mr. Mwambikita notes that wood fuels such as charcoal and firewood remains the main cooking energy source for over 80% of Zambian households and provides a vital income for numerous rural families. He has, however, warned that this heavy reliance is the single greatest driver of forest degradation, rapidly depleting natural capital and worsening the effects of climate change like droughts, which subsequently cripple agriculture and hydropower generation. Mr. Mwambikita says moving away from unsustainable charcoal production is vital for the country's climate resilience, public health, and long-term economic stability.
The strategy must incorporate innovative financing mechanisms and targeted subsidies as well as tax incentives to make clean energy solutions genuinely affordable as well as accessible. The strategy must also be socially inclusive by offering and funding sustainable economic alternatives. We've seen in other communities where beekeeping is helping many families. Also, community-led forest management initiatives are being undertaken in some areas. Climate smart agriculture. So those are some of the things which the strategy can address.
Diving into global news, the United Nations has condemned the kidnapping of more than 20 girls from a school in the town of Maga in Nigeria's northwestern Kebbi State on Monday and urged their swift release. UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said the tragic incident is yet another stark reminder of the urgent need to protect children, schools, and the personnel that rely upon to learn safely. The girls were kidnapped before dawn on Monday when gunmen attacked the dorm at the Government Girls Comprehensive Secondary School. We monitored the BBC on other world stories.